deals worth $36 billion were sealed at the Intra-African Trade Fair in Durban in November, according to the organisers. Despite the hindrance of the pandemic, nearly 12,000 people attended the event aimed at boosting investment and trade in Africa. More than 1,100 people exhibited in Durban, and entrepreneurs from across Africa were out in force. Billionaire Tomorrow's Gary Alfonso spoke to them.
Providing water solutions to communities living in emerging economies struggling with the effects of climate change is serious business. So it's not just about making water out of thin air,
says Keenan Lawrence of Buena Aqua, who explains the concept of atmospheric water generation technology to customers across Africa every day. The company is based in Cape Town, South Africa, and has been providing water solutions to communities dealing with the effects of drought in rural areas in provinces like the Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and the Free State. But Lawrence believes countries in the rest of Africa offer huge opportunities.
Drinking water is not a basic human right everywhere in Africa, and that's why we believe our product will disrupt the market in countries where many people don't have clean water to drink on a daily basis,
says Lawrence. Now, when it comes to value for money, competing against perception is harder than competing against China. That's what Mina Joseph of Toga Clothing in Cairo comes up against every day when he tries to convince buyers of specialized medical or factory clothing in African countries that his company can produce quality medical protective clothing at cost-effective prices and quality. The factory he heads up in Cairo has been producing protective clothing for workers in hospitals, factories, and other emergency environments for the past 70 years. I think opening up African markets through initiatives like the AFCFTA will help drive home the message that we can produce and sell quality goods to each other without constantly going through the hassle of importing from markets in Asia, says Joseph. A man comfortable in his own shoes will go far, but a man who feels great in his shoes will go all the way. This is the simple philosophy behind Lomo VIP, a trendy foot design and fashion label established by Eric Lagosu almost 10 years ago in Togo.
African markets have too many average quality leather shoes and apparel that caters for the bargain hunting consumer,
says Lagosu.
I established this company with a view to create high quality leather footwear and apparel experience for men and women from Africa. Too often there is a perception that leather goods from Europe and America are more exclusive. I know I can change that thinking,
he says. The entrepreneur from Togo hopes to establish a wider network for his products outside West Africa, which is why he travelled thousands of kilometres in November to attend the Intra-African Trade Fair in Durban, South Africa. Excellence in cable and wire manufacturing in Nigeria is part of the reason why energy and communications technologies in West Africa have grown faster than any other industry sector in the region. Ada Ikibuelo of Kutix Industries in Abuja
says the company has built up expertise and know-how in cable and wire manufacturing for all sorts of industry sectors over the past 30 years. Kutix Industries is poised for rapid expansion in East and Southern Africa over the next decade,
he says.
We have engaged with many customers at the IATF in South Africa and have told them they need to look no further than a company like us for ISO 9001 approved cable and wire technologies,
says Ikubuelo. Entrepreneurs in Durban who hope, maybe, to get a share of the $36 billion raised during the conference.